Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. In this lesson, we're gonna talk about your bad habits. But the good news is, anytime I talk about bad habits with people, they already know what theirs are. Maybe your bad habit is you overspend, or you overeat, or you're impatient with people, or you're late for something, or you always let this thing down, or that thing fall apart, or whatever is going on. We all got bad habits. And the good news is, you don't have to feel bad about them anymore. Because today, we're gonna explain why they happen, and we're explaining where they happen, and we're gonna explain one simple thing to overcome those bad habits. So we got a lot to cover here, but I'm gonna be very direct and straightforward because I'm gonna assume you're gonna do the work of identifying your bad habits. Because I could go on and on about 500 different bad habits. My attempt today is I'm gonna boil them all down into four categories. So I'd love for you just to start by brainstorming any bad habits you have, and let's see if we can pinpoint where they are and why they're happening. A bad habit, by definition, is something that's negative and enduring. A habit, right? You keep doing it, and it's almost like automatically, like you're not even thinking about it. That's a habit. You've done it so many times, it's automatic. It's a response. It's easy. You just fall right into that thing. So we've got to interrupt that bad habit, put something more positive and something more enduring in its place. Because I'm sure by now you know how habits are formed, right? There, something happens, we react to it with a routine, and we feel like we're paid off by it. There's a payoff, there's a benefit. And after a period of time, we just do something over and over and over and over again, and it becomes easy or natural, i.e. a habit. But here's what I discovered about bad habits. There's really four types or four categories of bad habits. And once we learn to recognize them, awareness is always that first step. So the first step is let's recognize where our bad habits are and where they're coming from. I bet if you looked at all your list of bad habits, that they all fall into these four categories. The first bad habit is bad habits just caused by our desire to protect ourselves, right? A desire to protect ourselves. You know, I don't want to take on that new project. And so I have this bad habit of procrastinating because I'm protecting myself. I feel like if I do it, I'm gonna lose face, I'm gonna fail, something negative will happen. So I've created this little payoff called procrastination. That procrastination, it is protecting me from falling on my face, from looking dumb, right? There's always a payoff to every bad habit. And one of them is that payoff of protection. I don't have to put myself out there. That's the payoff. I don't have to get hurt. That's the payoff. So we create all these habits of, whether it's a habit of perfectionism, where we never actually release anything to the world, so we don't have to be judged. Because being judged, we don't want that, so we protect ourselves. So we think, how can I protect myself? And these bad habits ensue. I want to protect myself. Bad habit, don't put anything out there. Bad habit, not complete the work and release it because they might judge me. But there's a specific thing that's happening here. We're looking to protect ourselves. So are there any habits in your life that you've developed that's a bad habit to protect yourself? Let me give you an example. One bad habit a lot of people have is they don't speak up for themselves. It's just automatic. They have an idea in a meeting, they don't say anything. Someone says something wrong or abusive or mean or negative, they don't say anything. because it's easier. That habit of not speaking up for ourselves feels like it's protecting us. But we call it a bad habit because over time, it steals away the joy and charge of life. The second big one that we have, big habit, is to pacify our negative feelings. To pacify, right? Categories of pacification. To pacify ourselves, you know, when we feel stress, overwhelm, or even uncertainty of what to do. I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know what, so I'm gonna pacify myself. Just like if a child is screaming, you give it that pacifier so that it soothes them. Well, so we soothe ourselves with food. We soothe ourselves with social media. We soothe ourselves with distractions. We soothe ourselves with, you know, meaningless conversations or relationships. We are pacifying ourselves because inside we're screaming to do something, but we lack the courage. Or inside we're screaming to change, but we don't really know what to do. So in the meantime, until we either figure out what to do or develop the strength of what to do, we pacify ourselves with all these bad habits. Well, I don't know what to do, or I feel uncertain, so I'm gonna eat. I don't know what to do, or I feel uncertain, so let me, you know, I'll just check in. I'm gonna look at the newspapers here. I'm gonna look at my phone. Or we feel uncertain or insecure, and so we pacify ourselves by seeking validation from other people. Could you tell me how great I am? And we develop all these bad habits of doing things that compromise ourselves just so we can get some validation from some people because we feel insecure. It's important to recognize those bad habits that are really just pacifying a deeper need that says, do something, try something, go. It's so important. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. The third big category of bad habits comes under placating. Placating. That means we have a bad habit of pleasing other people so that we can cause them less stress, less overwhelm, or get less emotional reaction from them. Like a lot of people, they're like, they would call themselves, they say, you know, Brendan, I'm kind of a doormat. I said, what do you mean you're a doormat? Well, you know, I don't want to cause a ruckus, and I just let people run over me all the time. You know, people are always stepping all over me. And it's because they have a bad habit of not fighting for what they really want, not communicating clearly their expectations, not setting standards. Instead, they don't want to upset their husband, so they don't say anything. It's not about protection, it's about placating him sometimes. It's about placating the people around you to make them feel good, even though it's coming at the cost of your life. That's often a big bad habit, isn't it? That's why we get overwhelmed in the first place, is because we're doing everything for everybody else to make everybody else feel happy and charmed and good at the cost of our own sanity, our own well-being, our own health. What a terrible habit. Because what ends up happening is you don't take care of yourself, you start to break down, you stop being able to serve anybody, let alone those you are trying to placate. And the last big category over and over and over of bad habits is proving ourselves. Bad habits. If you're always arguing, someone says something and you just scream at them, you get anger because you have to prove yourself. It's your ego saying, hey, validate me. Hey, pay attention. Someone cuts you off on the road, you flip them off, you floor it, you cut in front of them, you go, ha, look at me, jerk. You want to prove that you're important. You want to prove that you should be taken seriously. You want to prove that you're somebody who doesn't deserve to be cut off, and you fight, and you fight, and you fight, and you fight. And so if you can at least begin to identify some of these, maybe just me talking with you here, maybe that helped you identify some habits, and you're like, oh, I'm doing that. So if all we did is help you generate some more understanding or awareness or categorization of your bad habits, we're starting on the right foot. I've found over and over in my life, a lot of people don't know what their bad habits are, and yet they're unhappy. So if you're trying to figure out why you're unhappy, start with what routines you're continually doing that are negative and stick around. Because in there is a way to get some more happiness back. It's right there. And all we have to do is make sure first we're aware of them, and then once we're aware of them, we decide we're gonna break them. We're gonna find a payoff that's above those payoffs. And it's a very simple thing to do. I'm gonna ask you to do one thing, and it's so easy. Whatever your bad habit is, all I want you to do is rehearse overcoming that bad habit. Rehearse it. Because see, what we think is that one day we're just gonna break our bad habits and it's gonna be instantaneous and easy. The thing is, we have to practice overcoming a bad habit to be able to do it in real life. So here's what I mean. What I'd love you to do, if your bad habit is you just pacify yourself with food when you're uncomfortable or unsure, what I'd love you to do is not do what everyone else says. Get rid of all that food, because all that food, and you know, if there's food around you, you're just gonna be fat, right? It's like, well, it's not the food, it's why you're turning to the food. So let's not try and solve leave the food, and let's practice not going to the food. Let's instead rehearse, okay, how do I deal with this emotion? Instead of going to the food, what's another way I can have the payoff of dealing with the emotion without that thing that's the bad habit? The food, as an example. So I'll be like, hey, you know what? Leave the food right there. It's fine. Now what I want you to do is don't wait until next time you're angry or hurt or upset to go to the food. Instead, stand there looking at the food, say, okay, when was the last time I was really angry, upset, emotional, unsure, insecure, and I went to that bag of potato chips? When was that? Okay, let me remember that. What was that like? Now let me rehearse not going to the food. What else could I do? What routine or behavior could I do instead of going to the food? Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna open up my journal right next to that dang bag of chips. I'm gonna open up that journal, I'm gonna look at the chips, I'm gonna open the journal, not the chips. Open journal, not chips. Open journal, not chips. Open journal, not chips. And I'm gonna write down, why am I upset? If my highest self was in this situation right now, what would he or she do? Let me ask you that question again. If my highest self was in this situation right now, what would he or she do? And I want you to literally write that out. So what happens with habits is there's a cue, something negative happens. Our response or our routine is also negative, but it feels like it's paying us off. And then we feel horrible for ourselves. So that middle thing, here's what you do. The cue still happens. The cues, my friends, are always going to happen. They're always. If stress or drama from another person drives you in a bad habit, I'm gonna tell you, there's always going to be stress and drama from other people. If feeling insecure or unsure always drives that bad habit, guess what? There's always gonna be times in your life you're gonna feel insecure and unsure. The cues, my friend, are not going to change. They're always gonna be there. So your job is, instead of running that routine of that bad habit, is identify what you're trying to do. Am I trying to protect myself right now? Am I trying to pacify myself? Am I trying to placate her? Am I trying to prove myself? And instead, just ask a simple question. What would my highest self do in the situation? You're not going to win every time. You're just not. Sometimes you're going to have the intention to do the new positive thing, but you do the old negative thing. And I'm here to tell you, that's okay. That's life. Our job is not to win every battle. Our job is to win the war. It's to win more battles against those bad behaviors by putting in new things. And you know what's funny? As soon as you put in those new things, guess what they give you? A payoff. When you act as your highest self would in that situation versus going to your protectionist self or your pacifying self or your placating self or that part of you that just feels like you gotta prove yourself, you go to a higher realm, your brain gets the payoff. Your brain says, good job, good job, good job, good job. And the more good habits you run, the more your brain says, good job, man, good job, man. And now you have more strength. You have more certainty in yourself. You don't have to lean like a crutch on those bad behaviors to give you some sort of weak payoff. Instead, your brain goes, hey, you know what? Last time we fought this and we won, that felt pretty good. And you start to get momentum establishing new, good, positive habits simply because you said, bad cue, what good would my highest self do? You try that a few times and you start getting momentum to changing your life. All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do. Serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives and millions of them every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com
for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.